Good morning and welcome to the Healing Womb. What a blessing, as always, to be gathered together, supporting each other with loving kindness and compassion on our shared healing journeys. Energetically, we join together from around the world. Some of us will be listening later to the podcast, and some are on the call right now. Either way, as soon as I invoke your name, some part of you is present in the circle. So who are we? We are Abby, Anita, Anne, Anne-Marie, Karen, and Karen, and Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. And as you may hear in the background at some point in time, my dog Ellie is with us today as usual. So I'd like to welcome to anyone who is joining our call whose name I've not called. And again, anyone who will be listening to the podcast later. Autumnal blessings, held in a clear blue moment, awaken to joy. These words, this simple haiku, entered my consciousness yesterday as I was preparing for our practice this morning. The words, their arrival, was deeply needed and rooted in presence. And though it is gray right now, a slow, rhythmic patter of rain, the foliage seems to be illuminated from within. This change in the weather illustrates perfectly what I want to share today. I've been feeling a sense of too much. My mind scrolling through what seems like an endless to-do list, a whirlpool kind of energy within, tipping me off balance, losing my conscious connection to breath, and then suddenly, I'm centered again, feeling safe and content. I look outside, or better yet, go outdoors, and the scroll stops unfurling. The feeling of drowning, spinning in the world ceases, and I am aware of my breath flowing freely again. I'm happily immersed in the beauty of creation. It fills my senses to overflowing, and there's a shift in perception from overwhelm to overflow. The overflow of abundant gratitude, witnessing autumnal blessings held in a clear blue moment, awakening to joy. And then too much is just right. Or, on a morning like this one, feeling extra sleepy, a little sluggish in the dim light, if I pay attention, there's more here than a heavy gray skyscape. If I open my heart, welcome the music of the drops, sit, listening to nature's soft song, the rain revives my soul. A sense of blessing arises once again in a different form of abundance. But it's just right. So what really piques my curiosity here is how quickly these shifts happen. And I've been watching this over and over again. Perhaps you noticed the same thing or similar experiences in your life. Our practice today, as we sit together, is to bring awareness to the subtle or dramatic shifts as they come and go, without judgment, just witnessing our thoughts, sensations, and emotions as they move through us. So find a comfortable way to sit or recline, listening to your body and what it needs right this moment. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. Relax your jaw as much as you can. Begin to bob your head up and down gently, as if you're saying yes, 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 yes. Yes, I am here. Yes, I have lots of things going on inside of me. Yes, I'm willing to be with whatever arises with loving kindness and compassion. Yes, I see the shifts of my perception moment by moment, breath by breath. And now bring your head to stillness, your chin tucked ever so slightly toward your heart. We'll return again and again to the place where we feel our breath most profoundly in our physical bodies, whether that's through our nostrils, the back of our throats, our chest rising and falling, or perhaps the belly expanding and contracting. Let's enter silence for a while, gathered here in our loving community and friendship and support, aware of suffering, aware of gratitude, of joy, of the rush of energies we may be feeling, and also aware of the possibility of peace, of grace, that every sensation, every thought and emotion is in motion, all shifting, flowing with the seasonal breezes outside our windows. With the raindrops and all the shifts inside our bodies, hearts, and minds. I'll ring a chime as always to signify that our practice is coming to a close. May you be blessed with the gifts of curiosity and awareness, with clear blue moments awakening to more joy and gratitude each breath in and each breath out, bringing equal awareness, curiosity, and compassion to the gray skies in your life, to the rain. We'll meet again here in the healing womb on October 12th. I'm Laura Hegfield, your guide here in the healing womb, a meditation telecircle offering from my heart to yours. While the meditation podcasts are given freely, your support through PayPal donations for the love, effort, and many hours of time I pour into preparing each meditation, recording, and then editing these podcasts is always welcome and greatly appreciated. To learn more about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Pelev Soul Collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com.